This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, November 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom calls a special Trump session. Bonta vows to protect California. And Tom wants to continue being a voice for ag. Newsom orders a special session on Trump. For the third time in about a year, Governor Gavin Newsom has requested lawmakers return to Sacramento for a special session. While the previous two focused on taking oil companies to task, Newsom is now targeting President-elect Donald Trump. The governor and legislative leaders will take stock of the state's existing Trump resistance policies and determine if it needs to set aside additional funding for what are likely dozens of lawsuits ahead. The session will cover a range of issues from women's rights to clean cars and immigration. Newsom warned the state is under attack and must be prepared to fight in courts. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas supported Newsom but stopped short of endorsing any action, saying he will consider the governor's proposal. Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire called Trump vindictive and dangerous with a dystopian vision for the U.S. Keep in mind, the state has steadily doled out additional funding in recent years to the Justice Department to finance the administration's defense team. It has had to keep up with an onslaught of lawsuits over ambitious clean air mandates the Air Resources Board has passed under Newsom's direction. The legislature also expanded the state water board's budget this year while cutting all other agencies to take on federal duties recently vacated under a Trump-era policy. Reactions? Well, state Republicans described the special session as political gamesmanship. Assemblymember Joe Patterson of Rockland pointed out that a super PAC for Newsom sent a fundraising email soon after the governor's announcement and called it absolutely gross. Patterson argued Newsom should instead be building bridges with the incoming administration. Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher described the governor as tone-deaf since the session does not address the insurance crisis or what he called the sky-high cost of living. Bonta prepares to protect California values during the next Trump administration. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said he's preparing the Department of Justice to put Trump, quote, back in his box should he overstep executive authority during his next administration. Shortly after Newsom announced a special session starting in December, Bonta held a press conference to reassure the state the DOJ has developed a litigation strategy for multiple scenarios. He echoed concerns from the governor's office that promises of mass deportation and rollback of the state's climate policy could come into effect under Trump. Bonta said he's expecting the president-elect to go after undocumented immigrant communities, adding his team has spent months preparing for this. He also reiterated California's national leadership when it comes to climate policy, often pushing other states to do the same. Newsom noted climate policy as a priority during the special session. One reporter asked if he could speak to the 4 million Californians that voted for Trump and what message this sends to them. Bonta suggested to the reporter, quote, go back and look at the votes, and that voters clearly rejected Trump based on polling turnout. He also emphasized that California continues to be an economic superpower as the fifth largest economy in the world, promising that the state would continue its prosperity and climb to a fourth place. You can tell me what that reveals about the strength of our economy and our businesses and the incredible workers that drive those businesses here in California, he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Future of key agriculture IRA provisions under Trump 2.0. The Biden administration and congressional Democrats have steered billions into climate policy, including biofuel tax incentives. Industry groups are counting on bipartisan support to persuade GOP congressional leaders and the incoming Trump administration to leave those incentives in place. During the campaign, President-elect Donald Trump called Biden's climate policies the Green New Scam and has said he would rescind climate-related funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. CDC urges more testing of farm workers for bird flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending several measures to reduce the risk of farm workers being infected with bird flu, as well as testing of poultry and dairy employees who may have been exposed to the H5N1 virus, even if they do not show symptoms of illness, while continuing to say the risk to the general public remains low. CDC Deputy Director Nirav Shah told reporters yesterday the agency wants to, quote, focus on the highest exposure tasks in poultry and dairy operations, ultimately to reduce the risk of infection. You can read our report at agripulse.com. Kip Thom still focused on being a voice for ag. Kip Thom, who leads President-elect Donald Trump's ag coalition, says he expects the transition team to move much more quickly to fill cabinet positions. Whether Thom is going to be in it, perhaps as agriculture secretary, remains to be seen. He served as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. agriculture and food programs during the first Trump administration. Thom told AgriPulse yesterday, quote, I'm a farmer and I continue to do what I do for the Farmers and Ranchers Coalition and try to make sure we advance what we can of the Trump agenda and make sure that the new administration knows what's going on in agriculture to make sure our voice is there. Thom knows well that many farm groups are nervous about the president-elect's threats to impose across-the-board tariffs and start mass deportation of illegal immigrants. Thom says farmers shouldn't, quote, jump to conclusions about how Trump will implement his trade policy. Thom said Trump likes to deal. I'm convinced he'll negotiate and negotiate well. Now, as for the role of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the administration, Thom says, quote, I don't think President Trump's going to do anything that's going to rock the boat on the ag economy. By the way, former Ag Secretary Mike Johanns says he hopes Trump's tariff threat is a negotiating tool. Johanns said on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, quote, when we put tariffs on things, there's going to be retaliation. I just don't think there's much doubt about that. My hope is that he's negotiating. Former Ag Secretary Dan Glickman also talked about the election results on this week's Newsmakers. Glickman says fellow Democrats should, quote, lay back on the cultural issues going forward. I would not have made abortion the only issue you talked about. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. We fear nobody. That Barbara Berrigan-Perilla, executive director of the often combative environmental group Restore the Delta, in response to Donald Trump's reelection. The group has also been tangling with the Newsom administration over its Bay Delta Plan update, tunnel project, and the proposed Sites Reservoir. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, November 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.